The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? It's Dr. Dave's. That's right. I said doctor. Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects. Place their effects. Effects. Sound effects. Is that a great, brilliant opening? Is this just been brilliant? Thank you. Okay. Sound effects, thank you, placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh, and I just proved it right there. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope, before this show's over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I have no clue. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. I proved that 25 seconds ago. We have no idea what's going to happen. Also proved that 25 seconds ago. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. This is a tough one. We're going to bring this into our rotation on a pretty regular basis. Which area do we need to have more of a let it go attitude? Whoa. Which area do we need to have more of a let it go attitude in? Huh? Which one do you got to go? All right, I let it go. I'm letting it go. Letting it go. That's the question. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't die of loneliness. Just give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, man, that's like feeling confident. You have done your very best. You have prayed that it's blessed, and you're now going to let Jesus take care of the rest.
Aww.
There you go, right there.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. I will let you know that my wife had to get up at 3:15 this morning. I then therefore got up out of bed at about 3:45, stayed with her until she left the house at 4:45. Then I went back to bed from 4:45 to 7, and it's been an interesting experience.
Busy morning.
Busy. Busy is the words. 15 and a half hours she was at the store yesterday. And
wow.
I know. We'll see what happens today. And a reminder to everybody, I will not be here on Friday. Even if I was actually here, I probably wouldn't be here. So therefore, I am not there. That's a good way to think of it. Here it is in a nutshell. You can reach out to us by calling us. You can also, by the way, text us. Now, that's very safe. So if you're in San Diego, it's 11:35. If you're in Denver, it's 12:35. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:35. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:35. You can text us right now. According, by the way, to Eric, it's 7:30 p.m. in Dublin and 10:30 p.m. in Damascus. Eric just wanted us to know that. Here it is. You can text us right now, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
Okay, so you got that voice as well, so you can do that. So you can call in at the 972-445-0770. You can text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email. That's where it still works. I know, we're getting so far advanced in technology. Now email is becoming secondary. Amazing, right? David@hemustincrease.org. David, the A with this goofy circle around it. He must increase from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. Org, because we're a non-profit organization. That's why. So I would like to do, and we're going to open this one up this particular way, I do want you to know that if you've got a praise report, this is a phenomenal time for you to reach out and share. What's important about a praise report is, number one, you're being obedient to the Lord. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And when you share a praise report, you give honor to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You also reinforce that very moment that the Lord moved in your life. It reinforces it for yourself. And beyond that, and better, well, better than the for you part, is other people hear it and get encouraged because they know that God is active, and that helps. You don't have to say it well. It's not how you present it. It's not what you say. It's just acknowledging the Lord. He'll take care of the rest of it. So you can do a praise report. You can do a prayer request. Prayer requests are where we take our faith, combine it together. Everybody's listening on the radio show. It's like, well, they don't go to my church. Yes, they do go to your church. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Now, it doesn't matter what your denomination is. It's really much more important to understand that it is our Heavenly Father, one dad. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, blood relatives, and we drink of one Holy Spirit. That's the key. So it's not whether you're Baptist, Church of Christ, Pentecostal. It doesn't matter whether you're Presbyterian or a Bible church or any other Nazarene. It doesn't matter. What matters is you love Jesus, and you have a radio show with a bunch of listeners from all over the place who also love Jesus. That's just the key. So we bring those petitions, we take our faith, we combine them, we learn to laugh together, we learn to cry together, as the scripture teaches us in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12, and we fulfill that which Jesus told us to do, love one another, and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what he says. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another. And that's a serious challenge and commitment for all of us. So I am going to open up this particular section by praying for my wife, and I do want everybody out there to take the moment. Now, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, okay? That's not the way to do that. But take the moment, share the faith. Let's combine our faith. I want to lift her up because by the grace of God, she will get through this day, and all will be well. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and I thank you and praise you for everybody and everything. Your kindness so exceeds me, I have nothing else to say. You know my heart, you know my mind, you know everything about me, Lord. And you love me anyway, and I appreciate that. And I lift up my wife to you, and it's not an easy task because she's been just been, as the key manager, just going after it and after it and after it. And Lord, I'm just praying that you would give her comfort, peace, and energy. She needs energy, Lord, and just what Colossians 1:29 says. How Paul said, I labor with the energy that God gives me. That's what you wrote in your word for us to see. So we're asking you to pour that into my wife. And we're asking you to give her a settlement of peace. Don't let her be overly anxious, busy or not. Let her have a great sense of your partnership with her. Bless her. Be her rock that she needs. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. There you go. So that's what you do. You pray for your wife. You pray for your family. You pray for one another. That's the key. It's not how the prayer sounds. It's bringing it before the Lord and recognizing He is the answer to everything. Okay? So if you've got a prayer request, if you've got a praise report, if you got something you want to share, if you've got a question, you got something that's on your mind, you have something the Lord showed you, yay, 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 yay. All those things are yay. In the meantime, if we don't hear from anybody, we are going to jump back into the Psalms. Get ready, by the way. We are getting, when we get to Psalm 51, it's breakdown time. That's all I'm going to say. But right now we're in Psalm 49, and we're at verse 10. And so I want to make sure that we do it well. I guess as well as we can do it might be the way to say that. Verse 10 of Psalm 49, and this is what it says. For he sees wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless person perish, and they leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about this. This is really important. Psalm 49, verse 10 tells us that God sees everything, including the wise and the foolish. God knows everybody that's doing it right and doing it wrong. God knows every leader that we have in this country that is an absolute failure. God knows every leader in this country that is absolutely stellar. But it doesn't matter because everyone's going to perish. Some people believe they will live on. Listen to what I'm going to say. This is going to rub a lot of people hard, difficult. Some people believe they will live on through their legacy, which they will leave for others to see and remember them by. What they often fail to recognize is that their legacy in and of itself does not enable them to endure forever for multiple reasons, not the least of which their monuments, their lands, and their street names can be changed, forgotten, turned over. They do not realize this, that names and naming stuff after yourself changes. How do you think, and I'm going to ask you this, and it's a good question because I know this history. How do you think some of the people felt when they came in from Ellis Island and they were given other names and had no way to connect to their legacy? Hey, that happens. Street names change. They have buildings with name. I don't know if you know this or not, but the big, huge auditoriums and stadiums filled with, oh, it's this name, and then some other sponsor comes in, and now it has another name, and now it has another name, and now it has some other name. That happens all the time. People are not going to be able to count on their legacy to sustain them for eternity. That is not going to happen. It's not that leaving a legacy is bad. It's that counting on your legacy to be the sustainer for your eternity is ridiculous. And so in the text, he goes this. He says, this is the way of those who are foolish. That's what the Lord's saying. This is dumb. And of their posterity who approve their sayings, like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave far from their dwelling. Wow. In their foolishness, people think they're going to last forever because of the particular impact they've made on the world. That's not how it's going to happen. It's great to do great things in the world for a while. It's great. There's nothing. It's all good. But the truth is that in death, death itself will consume them, and in the grave, their memory will start to fade, and their achievements or possessions will start to fade. And if you're not sure about that, I'll just ask you this question. More people watch the Super Bowl than any other television in all of mankind, right? They watch the Super Bowl like crazy, right? Yeah? Who won Super Bowl 32? What? Who was the MVP? What? That should have been a monument. Everybody should know that. People can't remember the Super Bowl that just happened on Sunday, let alone something that happened years ago. That's all I'm trying to show you is that the legacy does not carry on the way that people think that it carries on. So yes, you have an opportunity to impact the world, and yes, you can do it in the name of Christ, but only in the name of Christ can it have any actual eternal endurance. Because everybody before the flood who thought they were building a legacy got flooded out. And when the Lord comes back and there's a new heavens and a new earth, the Lord's going to come back, there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. You know, all the monuments. I mean, look, in our country right now, we've got people who are nutty, right? Nutty. Yeah, you guys know I'm telling the truth. And they're tearing down statues and so on and so forth. That just shows you, not that what they're doing is right. It just shows you the Bible is true. It says, yeah, it's not going to last. Yeah, it's not going to happen. You got people tearing down things for nothing, for idiocies. But see, man building monuments to man is going to end up where man is, back in the dust. Only in Christ is there eternal monuments that will never end. Isn't that powerful? Like, ooh, geez, ooh, wow, I don't know what to say. Here's what you say. You say, wait, because the next part of this teaching is phenomenal. That was the easy part. The next part's what's phenomenal. Let's get ready for our trivia question. Okay, you guys should get this one. Who ordered the sun and the moon to stop? Was it Caleb, Moses, or Joshua? Was it Caleb, Moses, or Joshua who ordered the moon to stop? The sun and the moon to stop. I can't tell you because the reference point then gives you the hint. You see, so that makes it a little tough. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who ordered the sun and the moon to stop? Was it Caleb, Moses, or Joshua? If you think you know the answer, you call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website and do this. Blah, 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 blah. We're getting low in money again. That's like the best way to tell you, hey, we need the giving. Get back to the giving. Back to the giving. Now, I don't ever want anybody ever to give out of a guilt or any kind of anything. Please don't do that. Scripture is absolutely clear. Not all money is good money. Okay? Give if the Lord is with you in it and you're doing it as unto the Lord. That's how you do it. Check out the website. Lots of stuff coming that you don't even know that's very cool. I'm just going to leave it there, but go to the website. If you can give, great. If not, enjoy it. There's so much cool stuff up there. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
I need to do that for some of my some of the trees that are on our property. I need to trim some of those branches. It's like I need one of those things instead of like a saw, right? I need a lightsaber.
Well, the job will get done so much faster.
Yes, I mean just like done, right? That's what we need to come up with. No danger in that, huh? Anyway, let's go back to the trivia question. Who ordered the sun and the moon to stop? Was it Caleb, Moses, or Joshua? That is the question. We do have somebody calling in. We do want to make sure that people have the opportunity to call in, not just to answer the trivia question, but for anything else that's going on. We want to be supportive. Why? Because that's what we're commanded to do. So we want to obey the commands that the Lord sets before us. Yes? Yes, yes. This is a way to do that, right? All right, somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Is that correct? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, this is your friend.
Hello, little brother. What's going on?
Hey, not much. I was just, praying for Eastern and for you all. And Now, going to continue to pray for your lovely bride. I think earlier you were mentioning about something.
Yeah, she did 15 hours and 45 minutes yesterday at work, and she'll do more today.
All right. We're going to pray for her energy.
That's exactly what we prayed for at the beginning of the show, is because it's like, what a mess, right? But she's got to do it. And this is, you know, this is the one of the two big days of the year for her business. So they did 30,000 out of her section yesterday, and they'll do 65,000 to 75,000 today for flowers. Okay. For flowers at $25 to $40 a piece.
Yep.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Because it's lovey-dovey day.
Yeah, that's it. So we're just, you know, our Valentines are, you can do it, honey. I support you. It's what I appreciate about you. You see what I'm saying? All right. Let's do the trivia question and then go from there. Let me give it to you, and then you can answer it. Who ordered the sun and moon to stop? Was it Caleb, Moses, or Joshua?
Oh, I remember the story about Joshua tree.
Joshua tree.
The answer is Joshua.
That is correct. It is Joshua. I just feel like in many of my things that you review in scripture, and I do a ton of this, right? I just think it was a very bold prayer. It was just like, okay, yeah, we're not going to mess around with anything else. I'm not talking to humans. They think, all right, sun, moon, stop. It's like, wow. Where did that come from, though? You know what I'm saying? It's like, that is up there. I always thought that to be amazing. So how are you doing in general? You doing all right?
Good. Well, I also could use some prayer to get some energy. I'm just feeling so drained. And also, like, one of my upper right gum being, like, I think, irritated. So there's a lot of swelling, and it's just not very pleasant.
Yeah, that's got to be a real
difficult. And I try to call dentist to see if they have appointment, but they don't have appointment for next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's not good. Well, God is able to help you with that. And in regards to the energy, I really want you to focus on Colossians 1:29. I want you to read that in 10 different translations. Colossians 1:29.
Okay.
I'm a doctor. I'm prescribing you this prescription. Colossians 1:29. Okay?
Okay.
Make sure to read
All
that.
Right.
Let me pray over you. Father, we All come right. before you, lift up our brother. We love him. We ask you to bless him and encourage him. Lord, he's got a tooth problem, and it ain't comfortable. The sensitivity in teeth is incredible, Lord. And he can't just wait in 2 weeks. How's he going to do that? So we need your help in this situation, because he can't wait. Please open up either the door for that to be taken care of, or just take care of it for him, Lord, because you're willing and because you have compassion. And we just ask you to bless him. Give Samson the energy he needs. Let him live in Colossians 1:29. And let him know it so well and be that very energy he needs. And we lift him up before you and ask you to bless him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, bro. Bye-bye. All right, let me finish this out. I got about 3 minutes. I can do this. So we just went through this whole thing on legacy. Difficult, right? It's difficult. No matter what you say, it's difficult because you can't. You're not going to leave. You're not going to leave anything. When there's a new heavens and a new earth, that's over, right? Here's what verse 15 says in that same psalm. I don't want you to miss this. After he says, look, you know, people that are thinking this way, they're not very bright. They're foolish. And he says this in verse 15, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, and he shall receive me. In contrast to people trying to leave a legacy, the contrast is that not trying to make your mark in this world, but people who are living for the honor of the King of the universe, people who live for the glory of the King, and people who live for the honor of the Lord God Almighty will discover that God has redeemed their soul from the grave. Not only will he raise the righteous from the dead, he'll also welcome them where he is for all of eternity. For believers, this welcome comes through Jesus Christ. So verse 16 and 17 make it clear that people who live their lives for this earthly journey alone are exceedingly ignorant. Uh-oh. What did you say, David? The people who live their lives for this earthly journey alone are exceedingly ignorant. The word encourages us not to be dismayed when we see people growing rich and having homes that go on for miles and miles, because when they die, they'll take nothing with them. This truth is referenced multiple times in the New Testament. Their wealth will not follow them into the grave. There used to be a bumper sticker that said, "He who dies with the most toys wins." Then the Christians came up with a better counter bumper sticker that says, "He who dies will also die and face God." There's no winning if you're not connecting to the King. There's no winning if you're not living for the glory of the King of the universe. You're not living at all. You're just waiting to get your judgment. Ouch! All right, people in San Diego, in Denver, and in Detroit, you can go to HeMustIncrease.org. Listen to the rest of this show as it keeps going. People that are listening by radio or on the KAAM app, just hang out. We're going to take a short break and then come back, and tons of fun heading our way.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here is a DDD entitled Custom Eyeglasses Used on Others. Custom eyeglasses used on others. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. Stop. There it is. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. How do we see people in our lives? Saul saw David through jealous glasses. He put on these glasses. They weren't the ones from the Lord, right? They were glasses that had much more flesh in them, and then everything was tainted. This is what happens to you and I, and let's just do the honest, you know, those honest moments where we put on our glasses regarding some people, because almost every time we get a communication from them, there's just something coming that's just low. This is going to be lousy. I haven't even opened it. I'm already dreading it, right? Have you ever gone through that, right? Or every time this person texts me, I'm not smiling after I read it, or something along those lines. And it could be somebody who, you know, has got a spirit of complaining. It could be somebody that's got a spirit of pride. It could be any of those things, right? And you're just like going, oy vey, right? But you're not saying it much, but you know how you're seeing it. And that's custom glasses. You've already put the glasses on. You've already determined how it's going to be. You're already seeing it through that slant. It's not that they've never done anything. It's just that you and I tend to stay in those zones and see people that way. And so no matter what was going to happen with Saul and King Saul and David, David was going to impute evil motives to Saul's actions. I've gone through this with a professor. I'm just confessing. Right? I had a professor before we started the radio show, and my buddy in the process was a pastor, was my like a schoolmate, and he would write me and go, why does she, you know, jump on you like that? I mean, he was asking me, right? And I'm like, every time this statement, I just instead of having any kind of change of heart or mercy, I was mad. My anger did not work the righteousness of God. And sometimes people do that because of other reasons. It's not because of you. And we need to do a better job of not wearing custom glasses where we see the downside on people. So the question to ask is, what kind of glasses do we use with others? And are those glasses approved prescription glasses from God?